In the mid-19th century, an event of unprecedented scale was conceived and executed in the heart of England, the Great Exhibition of 1851. It was an ambitious project, overseen by a dedicated committee led by Prince Albert, Queen Victoria's husband. This event was more than a mere exhibition. It played a crucial role in showcasing the wonders of industry and culture from around the world, and was a pivotal moment in England's movement towards modernity. At the time, England was in the midst of the Industrial Revolution, a period marked by rapid industrial growth and various technological advancements. During this era, Britain was the world's leading commercial nation, and the Great Exhibition of 1851 was viewed as an opportunity for the country to showcase its success. Prince Albert and the Royal Society of Arts envisioned an exhibition that would consolidate Britain's status as an industrial leader and foster a stronger sense of cultural and economic globalism. The exhibition was held in Hyde Park, London, in a structure specifically built for the event, a magnificent iron and glass edifice that came to be known as the Crystal Palace. Sir Joseph Paxton, a horticulturist and architect, had crafted the design for this grand, revolutionary building. Within its colossal structure were displayed in excess of 100,000 exhibits from all corners of the globe. Exhibitions were intentionally varied, with displays featuring raw materials, machinery, commercial and industrial goods, sculptures, and artifacts from various cultures. This global array of goods was a remarkable feat of international unity and spoke of an evolving global consciousness. Countries were invited to participate, to showcase their industrial and cultural achievements alongside Britain, fostering a sense of global unity and competition at the same time. The exhibition received an overwhelming response, attracting more than 6 million visitors before it closed in October. Besides the British public, there were large numbers of international visitors, reinforcing the notion of the exhibition as a global event. In the aftermath of the event, a considerable profit was generated, the majority of which was reallocated to the creation of educational and cultural institutions in London, including the Victoria and Albert Museum, the Science Museum, and the Natural History Museum. These have immortalized the legacy of the Great Exhibition, showcasing collections that hold millions of items of interest and inspiring wonder, curiosity, and study from visitors from all around the world. Almost 170 years later, the Great Exhibition of 1851 remains a significant milestone in British history and the history of world expositions more broadly. It was not just a display of products and inventions, but also a social and cultural event that brought together people from across the globe in celebration of human creativity and ingenuity. Subsequent world expos certainly built on the vision and scale demonstrated by the Great Exhibition of 1851, propagating the spirit of global unity, competition, and celebration of human achievement that it encapsulated. In essence, the Great Exhibition embodied the zeitgeist of the 19th century. It reflected a world being shaped and transformed by industrialization and new technologies, yet it was also a testament to enduring human values such as curiosity, creativity, and the desire for progress. It was, in fact, an affirmation of humanity's indomitable spirit, its inexorable drive to innovate, explore, and create in pursuit of a more prosperous and interconnected global society. This grand gesture from the past reverberates invariably into the present, reshaping how we comprehend and appreciate the incredible journey of human accomplishment and progress.